I will finish with one or two verses about the mixing of the seas, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran in many verses. We read, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج وجعل بينهما برزخا وحجرا محجورا. And he is the one, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who merged the two seas, rivers and seas. One is potable, sweet, and the other is saline, bitter. And yet he has made a barrier between them and a restricted confinement. Of course, this verse was clearly understood. We see rivers debouching their water into the seas and oceans. Neither the ocean can encroach over the fresh water, nor the fresh water can dilute the sea completely. And the reason is that an intermediate zone is established between fresh water on one side and saline water on the other to stop the encroachment of one over the other. This is the fact that came to be observed only very recently. So this can be easily understood. But when we read mixing of seas without mentioning sweet water and saline water, the problem becomes a little bit difficult to understand. We read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَمِنْ كُلٍ تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا وَتَرَفُوكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرَ لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And the two seas are not the same. The one is potable, sweet and pleasant to drink, and the other is saline and bitter. Yet from each of the two seas you eat tender flesh and extract ornaments to wear, and you see the ships plowing through it so that you may seek from his Allah's bounties in hope that you may be thankful to Allah. Again emphasizing the connection of a river with a sea, and emphasizing the fact that from both we can get tender flesh and extract ornaments, these pearls, and of course the ships plow on both of them. But of course we read in another place, seas mixing without this notion. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. The fact that it mentions that he has merged the two seas to meet, between them is a barrier, neither can transgress. Then which of the great bounties of your Lord you both, humans and jinn, can deny? Out of each of them come pearls and corals. Then which of the great bounties of your Lord you both, humans and jinn, can deny? The notion of corals here emphasizes the fact that both are marine seas, both are seas, not fresh water and sea, as we have seen in the other two verses. And only again very recently we came to realize that the water body in a sea or an ocean is divided vertically into layers according to temperature and salinity, and is divided horizontally also into zones, water bodies that are adjacent to each other that can never transgress over each other. And each zone is separated from the nearby zone by an intermediate zone. So really this is a miracle of the creation, to give a chance to all forms of life to exist into environments with different salinities, different temperatures, different physical and chemical characteristics. And this fact was only discovered through satellite imagery. When they started to photograph the sea from satellites, they came to realize that these water bodies give different colors and different shades. And when they came down to analyze these different colors, they found that they are really separate bodies of water, each having its own physical and chemical characteristics.